ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ేంద్రియాతరిష్వనః శాంతి భక్తి ఉత్కలితమాలాత్మన నను సత్వం పరిమాష్టుం అర్హతి సవాయం యత్ పదమత్ర సూరయో ఇతేంద్రియ నిర్జితమాతరిష్మనః మన్వేషసత్వం పరిమర్షుమర్హతి సావాయం యత్ పదమత్ర సూరయో ఇతేంద్రియా నిర్జితమాతరిష్వనః పశ్యంతి భక్త్యుత్కలితమలాత్మనాన్వేషసత్వం పరిమర్షుమర్హతి సావాయం యత్ పదమత్ర సూరయోతేంద్రియా నిర్జితమాతరిష్మనః పశ్యంతి భక్త్యుత్కలితమలాత్మనాన్వేషసత్వం పరిమర్షుమ్ అర్హతి
సవాహయామి పదమత్ర సూరయో జితేంద్రియాణి జితమతరిష్వనః పశ్యంతి
భక్త్యుత్కలితమలాత్మనాన్వేషసత్వం
పరిమర్షుమర్హతి
vládanie čulima pomocí služby predajného poštovania je jediný najlepší način.
Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimada Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Satarine
Jaya Shri Krishna Jayananda Rahu Nityananda Shri Ashwita Gadaya Shri Vasudeva Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
సవాయం యత్ పరమత్ర సూరయో జితేంద్రియ నిర్జితమాతరిష్వనః పశ్యంతి భక్త్యుత్కలితమలాత్మనా నాన్వేషసత్వం పరిమర్షుమర్హతి. Translation once again, please.
Ovde je ista vrhunska božanska ličnost, čiji transcendentalan oblik doživljavaju veliki bhakte, koji su potpuno očišćeni od materijalne svesnosti pomoću stroge službe predanog poštovanja i potpune kontrole života i čula. To je jedini način da se pročisti postojanje.
In this verse and in the purport it is stressed that the only way to attain the Lord is by proper engagement of the minds and senses in devotional service.
U ovom stihu i u smislu što Prabhupada je rečeno da je jedini način da se angažujemo je da dostignemo gospodine i da se angažujemo u službi predanog poštovanja.
In today's lecture I therefore would like to speak about those activities which we can do while being in this material world in order to purify our existence.
Današnje predavanje bih želeo da govorimo o onim delatnostima koje možemo raditi dok se nalazimo u ovom materijalnom svetu kako bi pročistili naše materijalno postojanje.
First of all, however, I would like to suggest to all of us a little exercise which helps us as to put the basis for change into our lives.
Ali prvo bih htjela da predložim jednu vežbu koja nam može pomoći da damo osnovu za promjenu našim životima.
In the sixth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada suggests that a devotee should sometimes remember what he was before he or she came in contact with Krishna consciousness, so that he or she can appreciate the great treasure of having Krishna conscious practice.
U šestom pravnju Srimad Bhagavatama Šila Prabhupada kaže kako bhakta treba da se seća onoga što je bio pre nego što je došao u svesnost Krišne, kako bi što više cenio ovu praksu svesnosti Krišne.
In other words, only if one is grateful for the great present of Krishna consciousness, one can actually appreciate it.
Jer drugim rečima, jedino osoba ako je zaista zahvalna za veliki poklon svesnosti Krišne, onda može da je ceni.
I remember how my parents, you know, they come from the Second World War generation and they really know what it means to starve. I remember they always try to instill in us children that we don't waste food or anything, because it's so, in their opinion, you know, every piece of bread once was more important than millions of German marks.
I moji roditelji koji dolaze iz generacije iz Drugog svjetskog rata uvek su nama deci pokušavali da nas nauče da ne bacamo hranu, jer oni zaista su znali šta znači glad i kako svako parče hleba je tada najmanje vredilo milione maraka.
Yeah. I know my grandparents traded their piano against half a thing of bread.
Ja znam, na primjer, da su moji baka i deka zamenili čitav klavir za jedno pola hleba.
Yeah. Yeah. This is what hunger means.
To je, to znači glad.
To je glad, yes. So, because this bird generation had, you know, did never forget what hunger is, now they are also very careful.
I pošto ta ratna generacija nikada nije zaboravila na glad, onda sada također oni veoma pažljivi.
At least the somewhat cultured people amongst them.
Barem oni kulturni ljudi.
Yeah. So, if you want to have Krishna consciousness alive in you, you need to be grateful. How nice, what a chance I have to be with the devotees, to practice Krishna consciousness, to become Krishna conscious. If you are not grateful like this, you won't utilize your possibilities very nicely.
Stoga, ako želite da budete zahvalni, onda morate stalno da mislite kako je divno biti sa bhaktama, imati svesnost Krišne, jer ukoliko to ne, niste zahvalni, onda nećete iskoristiti ovaj poklon na pravi način.
You can measure actually a person's character by finding out how much this quality of gratefulness is developed in him or her.
I možete izmeriti karakter jedne osobe tako što pronađete koliko je ta osoba zahvalna.
Yes, so from time to time, Prabhupada suggests we remember our background, from where we come, so that we can actually feel grateful and use Krishna consciousness in the best way.
Istodobno Prabhupada predlaže da se s vremena na vreme sećamo naših prošlih delatnosti i da bismo osjetili tu zahvalnost i iskoristili svesnost Krišne na najbolji način.
Regarding this point, there is a beautiful song sung by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur about, you know, where you can see how a pure devotee appreciates every single process of Krishna consciousness.
I u vezi s tim postoje jedna divna pesma ispevana, koju je ispevao Bhaktivinoda Thakur, u kojoj se pokazuje kako Bhakta ceni, veoma ceni svaki aspekt svesnosti Krišne.
Yes. I'm not such a good singer, so I will only sing to you the first verse.
Ja ću otvati samo prvu
Shoda bhakata charana renu Pajana nukula Bhakata seva paramasiti Prema latikara nula. Beautiful, isn't it? I mean, not my singing, but the song. So he says, dust from the lotus stapala of the pure devotees is conducive to devotional service.
On kaže da je pršina sa lotusovih stopala čistih bhakta dovoljna za predano služenje.
And service to the Vaishnavas is itself the supreme perfection.
A služenje Vaishnava je samo po sebi najviše savršenstvo.
It is the root of the plant of divine love.
I ono predstavlja koren biljke božanske ljubavi.
And he says in the second verse, with great care I observe the holy days commemorating the pastimes of Lord Madhava.
U drugom stihu kaže, sa velikom pažnjom ja vodim računa o tim svetim danima, sećajući se Rade Madhave.
For they are the mother of devotion.
Jer one su majka devocije.
When we went into the planina for chanting more, we all felt, ah, dobro.
Kada smo otišli u planinu da na čitav dan i mantrali, onda smo se svi osjećali da je to jako dobro.
Yeah, mother of devotion.
Da je to majka devocije.
Yeah. As my dwelling place, it means where he lives, I chose with the greatest of reverence and love the transcendental abode of Sri Krishna.
I za svoju postojbinu ja sam izabrao sa velikom ljubavlju i poštovanjem Sri Krishna.
Yes. Then he says, my mind ever longs for the opportunity to hear the music of the Madanga.
Onda kaže, moj um uvek čezne sa mogućnošću da čujem mridangu.
And then he says, when I behold the deity forms of the divine couple, I feel the greatest joy.
A onda kaže, kada ugledam božanskog para, onda osjećam najveću radost.
And then he says what he feels when he eats prasadam. Listen.
A onda kaže što osjeća kada časti prasadam. Slušajte.
By honoring the Lord's prasadam, I conquer over all worldly illusions.
Kaže, častići prasadam gospodina, ja pobeđujem sve svetovne iluzije.
And then he talks about visions which he has when he worships the deities.
A onda govori o vizijama koje ima kada obožava božanstva.
Goloka Vrindavan appears in my home whenever I see the worship service of Lord Hari taking place there.
Goloka Vrindavan se pojavljuje u mome domu kad god vidim da se dešava, kad god vidim obožavanje gospodina.
And then he describes what he feels when he sees Tulasi.
A onda objašnjava šta se opisuje, šta se dešava kada vidi Tulasi.
The sight of the holy Tulasi tree soothes my soul, for I know she gives pleasure to Lord Madhava.
Kada vidim sveto Tulasi drvo, to me umiruje, jer znam da ona daje zadovoljstvo gospodinu Madhavi.
You can see how grateful Bhaktivinoda Thakur is for the processes of devotional service.
Možete vidjeti kako je Bhaktivinoda Thakur zahvalan procesu predanog poštovanja.
In Berlin, we have a devotee who had to spend 10 days in the jail because of something he was implicated in before he came to Krishna consciousness.
U Berlinu ima jednu bhaktu koja je morao da provede 10 dana u zatvoru za nešto što je uradio pre nego što je došao u svesa s Krišnom.
You know, and after 5 days he was really down.
Nakon 5 dana on je potpuno bio pala mu
svesnost. Such a heavy atmosphere in the jail, you know, with all these people who have such bad consciousness.
U zatvoru tako jedna teška atmosfera sa svim tim ljudima koji imaju tako lošu svesnost.
Yeah, so he was really. And now when he saw a devotee visiting him, he just cried in happiness. He could not control himself.
Onda kada je video bhaktu koji je došao da ga posjeti, on je samo plakao od sreće, on nije mogao da se kontroliše.
So if you want to have feelings like Bhaktivinoda Thakura,
so ako želite da imate osjećanja poput Bhaktivinoda Thakura,
remember what great opportunity you have. With this Krishna consciousness.
Sjetite se kakvu veliku mogućnost imate sa svesnošću Krishna.
What are you painting there, Jelena?
Šta to slikaš, ja?
See, Jelena, we are talking about, you must think, oh, how nice it is, I can hear today something about Krishna. Then you won't have the desire to paint in your notebook some curtain or some stage or whatever. It's a practical example.
Jelena, moraš misliti kako je lepo što mogu danas da dođem da čujem nešto o Krišni i onda nećeš crtati u svojoj svesci neke zavese ili nešto slično.
Don't laugh about Jelena, it's a philosophical point.
Nemojte se smijati, Jeleni, to je filozofska poenta.
Which undermines my point.
Koja podcrtava, naglašava moju poentu.
Because Jelena's mind is somewhere else, she just paints something in her painting book in following the footsteps of her famous father.
Pošto je Jelena um negde drugde, onda ona samo slika nešto u svojoj svesci, sljedeće stope svog slavnog oca.
But if Jelena's mind would be with the lecture, she would think, yes, I should also become more grateful, then I can feel like Bhaktivinoda Thakur feels.
Ali da Jelena ovdje se nadna lekcija, onda bi se osjećala, da, ja također treba da postanem još više zahvalna i onda ću osjećati tu sreću.
You are not angry at me, Jelena.
Ti se najetiš na meni, Jelena.
So Krishna, on the other hand, is also very grateful for every little service a devotee does to him.
Sa druge strane, Krishna je također veoma zahvalan za svaku službu koju bhakta uradi za njega.
As I believe I have said earlier, Krishna writes down every service the devotee does in his special account book.
I kao što sam i ranije rekao, Krishna zapisuje svaku službu koju bhakta radi u specijalnu knjigu.
Yes. Yamaraj writes down every sinful activity which we do.
Yamaraj zapisuje svaku grešnu delatnost koju mi radimo.
And we will be judged accordingly.
I mi ćemo shodno tome, nama će shodno tome suditi.
But Krishna is so merciful. Every little thing you do is written down in his book.
Ali Krišna je tako milostiv da svaka najmanja stvar koju napravite je zapisana u njegovoj knjizi.
Yes. So, let us therefore study now what activities please Krishna.
Tako ćemo sada proučiti koje su to delatnosti koje zadovoljavaju Krišnu.
What can we do?
Šta mi možemo da uradimo?
Well, the first thing, and it is described, it's the activity which your spiritual master also wants from you the most, is chanting the holy name.
Prva delatnost je, i opisano je da je to delatnost koju vaš duhovni učitelj želi od vas najviše, je pevanje svetog imena.
Often when we chant, our minds is somewhere else, and often the reason is that we don't have the right understanding why we chant.
Često kada mantramo, naš um je negde drugde, i to je razlog zašto, zapravo razlog tome da ne shvatamo zašto mantramo.
And it is to please Krishna.
A to je da zadovoljimo Krishnu.
How would you feel if I would for one year always say your name wrong?
Kako bi se osjećali kada bih ja godinu dana uvijek izgovarao vaše ime pogrešno?
You know, whenever I would see you, Giridhari, I would say, Giridharitski.
Kad god biste vidio Giridhari, bih rekao Giridharitski.
You would feel bad.
Se osjećao loše.
Why doesn't he know my name?
Zašto ne zna moje ime?
He gave it.
On mi je dao.
What's wrong with him?
To je loše sa njim.
This is also how Krishna must feel when you don't chant properly.
I to je sigurno način na koji se Krishna mora osjećati kada ne mantrate pravilno.
What's wrong with him?
Šta to nije u redu sa njim?
Why doesn't he know to chant?
Zašto ne zna da mantra pravilno?
What is he thinking? He's calling my name and he's reading on the telephone book all the names which start with M.
Na što on misli? On izgovara, zove moje ime, a istovremeno u telefonskom imeniku gleda sva imena koje počinju na M.
Yes. What's wrong with this person?
Šta nije u redu sa tom osobom?
For chanting, you must do it in a mood to please Krishna.
Stoga mantranje morate raditi u raspoloženju da zadovoljite Krishnu.
He is a person.
On je osoba.
He feels.
On osjeća.
Then there are six principles which you should follow in developing your Krishna consciousness.
Onda tu šest principa koje trebate slediti da biste razvili vašu svesnost Krishne.
The most important is enthusiasm.
Najvažniji je entuzijazam.
Never allow that your enthusiasm goes under.
Nikada nemojte dozvoliti da se vaš entuzijazam potopi.
If your enthusiasm goes down, you must know you are in Maya.
Ako vaš entuzijazam se smanji, onda morate znati da ste u Maji.
Avoid those circumstances in your life where your enthusiasm goes down.
Izbjegavajte one situacije u vašim životima kada vam se entuzijazam smanjuje.
The next principle is endeavor.
Sljedeći princip je trud, napor.
Sometimes we endeavor and nothing happens.
Ponekad se trudimo, a ništa se ne dešava.
And then we get doubts, is this all right what I'm doing?
A onda imamo sumnje, da li ovo što radim je u redu?
In material life, if you endeavor and endeavor and endeavor and nothing happens, it may be that you should maybe change the activity.
U materijalnom životu, ukoliko se trudite, 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 i ništa se ne desi, to može znači da bi trebalo da promenite delatnost.
But in spiritual life, please know that you are on the right foot.
Ali u duhovnom životu, molim vas, znajte da se nalazite na pravom putu.
Because you're following the orders of God.
Jer vi sledite naređenja Boga.
Even, but you may need to learn the second, the third principle, which is to be patient.
Ali možda treba da naučite ovaj treći princip, a to je da budete strpljivi.
And then there are other principles which are favorable for devotional service.
Onda su tu i drugi principi koji su povoljni za predano služenje.
To follow rules and regulations.
Da sledimo pravila i propise.
To give up the association of non-devotees.
Da se ne družimo sa abatama.
And to follow in the footsteps of acharyas.
I da sledimo stope acharya.
Now, another very important rule in spiritual life is to not do too much.
Jedno veoma važno pravilo duhovne životu je ne raditi previše.
For instance, let us say, a devotee would say, I want to be serious.
Naprimjer, da kažemo, baka kaže, ja želim da budem ozbiljan.
I would sleep only 2 hours a day.
Ja ću spavati svega 2 sata na dan.
Then he would have a nervous breakdown after some time.
On će nakon istog vremena da dobije slom nerava.
You have to be a little bit careful with what you do.
Morate biti pomalo pažljivi onim što radite.
There are bona fide needs which need to be fulfilled.
Postoje te prave potrebe koje moraju da se ispune.
For instance, Giridhari has to rest today a little bit more.
Primjer, Giridhari danas treba da se odmori malo više.
One can see it a little bit. I mean, you can't go to bed at 3 o'clock and then be up at 6 o'clock for long. This you won't make it.
Ne možete leći u 3 sata noći, u probuditi se u 6 i tako dugo vremena nećete moći da izdržite.
Yeah. Hmm. Now, when you accept something, be careful that what you accept is in connection with Krishna.
I kada prihvatate nešto, bojte računa da je to u vezi sa Krishnom.
That's another principle.
To je još jedan princip.
So, for instance, it's said by Uddhava that you one wears the flower garlands which were worn by the deities.
Rečeno je, Uddhava je rekao da osoba treba da nosi ove vence, galande koje su nosile božanstvo.
And nectar which comes from the deities. We should accept.
I treba da prihvatimo nektar koji dolazi od božanstava.
You should eat food which comes from the altar.
Treba da jedete hranu koja dolazi sa altara.
But not too much.
Ali ne previše.
Then it said, it's possible to overcome the illusory energy of Maya.
Onda on kaže da je moguće da se prevaziđe te iluzorne energije.
That's the reason why devotees wear these type of garlands. They were actually worn by Lord Nrsimhadev in Mayapur.
I to je razlog zašto bhakti nose ovu vrstu garlanda, jer ih je nosio gospodin Nrsimhadev u Mayapuru.
It's from Giridhari present.
To je poklon od Giridhari.
Yeah. It helps one to cross over the illusory energy. That's the reason why one wears this.
I oni pomažu da se pređe iluzorna energija, to je razlog zašto se nose.
Now another very important rule for Krishna consciousness.
Još jedno veoma važno pravilo za svesnost Krišne.
That's a very interesting point, actually. It is that whatever happens to you, you should see this as being sent by Krishna.
Rečeno je da sve što vam se desi, treba da vidite kao da vam je to Krishna poslao.
Even sometimes when you experience some misery.
Čak i onda kada ponekad osjećate neku jadiku.
You should know that these miseries are reactions to your previous sinful activities.
Treba da znate da su te nesreće reakcije na vaše prethodna grešna dela.
Yeah. And you should continue with your Krishna consciousness.
I treba da nastavite sa vašom svesnošću Krishna.
They are the sunshine bhaktas.
To su takozvani sunčane bhakte.
That means only when the sun is out, they are there.
To znači da samo kada je sunce prisutno, oni su prisutni.
When it's becoming a little difficult and the Naika and Othat say, not so good if you become too interested.
Ako postane malo teško i onda Naika kažu, nije baš tako dobro da se suviše zainteresuješ.
Then the sunshine doctor goes to the discotheque and not to the temple.
Onda taj sunčani doktor odlazi u diskoteku, ne u hram.
Yes. There is, Srila Vyasadeva gives an instruction in this regard.
Što objasnite da je jednu instrukciju u vezi s ovim.
He says, if someone who is engaged in devotional service doesn't get food or shelter, or if his possessions get lost.
On kaže da ako neko ko je angažovan u svesnosti Krišne ne dobije hranu ili utočište ili izgubi nešto što posjeduje,
he should make his mind free from strah and absorb himself in thoughts of Sri Hari.
Treba da oslobodi svoj um od straha i da apsorbuje, da ga apsorbuje u misli o Sri Hariju.
That means don't be a sunshine bhakta.
Znači nemojte biti sunčani bhakta.
Only is interested when the things are going well.
Koji je zainteresovan jedino samo onda kada se stvari dobro odvijaju.
I know in our Nityananda group we have this Nityananda fan club.
Znam, naša Nityananda grupa ima taj Nityananda fan club, klub obožavalaca.
They never come into the temple.
Oni nikad ne dolaze u hram.
They only come before the loudspeakers.
Oni samo dođu pred zvučnike.
And hear the ah and ooh and ah.
Ljudi kako vrište.
Anyways, they will become devotees after some time.
Ali ipak oni će postati bhakte nakon nekog vremena.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So, hold on a moment. Something which you should also accept with great enthusiasm.
Nešto što je treba također uvijek da prihvatite sa velikim entuzijazmom.
That's the association of devotees.
A to je druženje sa bhaktama.
The association of devotees, even if it's only for a moment, cannot be compared with anything which you obtain in the material world.
Druženje sa bhaktama, čak i ako je samo trenutak, ne može se porediti ni sa čim što možete dobiti u materijalnom svijetu.
Because in the association of devotee, you get a certain impetus, a certain snagitski.
Jer u druženju sa bhaktama dobijete određenu snagu.
That is, you become enthusiastic for Krishna consciousness.
A to je da postanete entuzijastični za svesnost Krišne.
No. Now, from amongst all these devotees you should also accept a guru.
I od svih tih bhakta također trebate izabrati guru.
Here it says tasmat gurum papadjeta ikyasu shreyam uttamam. Every human being who sincerely wants to become really happy must look for a bona fide spiritual master and take shelter by initiation.
Rečeno je da svako živo biće koje iskreno želi da postane zaista srećno mora da uzme utočište pred osnovnog duhovnog učitelja i da dobije inicijaciju.
The qualification of the spiritual master is that he has understood the conclusion of the scriptures by due consideration and is able to convince others.
Kvalifikacija duhovnog učitelja je da je razumeo zaključke svetih spisa razmatranjem, proučavanjem i da ima sposobnost da poduči druge.
Such great souls who have looked for shelter at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and who are free from all material considerations are to be accepted as true or bona fide spiritual masters.
I takve velike duše koje su potražile utočište u lotosnim stopalima središnjeg gospodina smatraju se vredostim duhovnim učiteljima.
It will be better what I have said. Now the last thing is you should try to develop the mood of a servant.
I posljednja stvar je da treba da pokušate da razvijete raspoloženje sluge.
I have found a verse which I personally find extremely nice.
Našao sam ovdje jedan stih koji je za mene lično izuzetno lep.
O Lord of all beings.
O gospodaru svih bića.
O killer of the demon Madhu and Kaitava.
Onaj koji se ubica demona Madhu i Kaitava.
Please hear what is my goal of life and what is my prayer.
Molim te, čuj koji je moj cilj života i koja je moja molitva.
I want that you remember me.
Ja želim da me se sećaš.
And now I just say it in German.
Pa ću reći na njemačkom.
You will understand. The German word Diener means sluga.
Njemačka reč Diener znači sluga.
But you have to hear it in German.
Možete čuti na njemačkom.
I want that you remember me as your.
Ja želim da me se ti sećaš kao tvoj.
As ein Diener, ein Diener eines Dieners eines Vaishnavas, ein Diener eines Dieners eines solchen Dieners eines Dieners eines Vaishnavas und ein Diener eines Dieners des Dieners eines Dieners eines Dieners eines Dieners eines Vaishnavas. I think you understood. That is a very humble servant.
A to znači veoma ponizni sluga.
Now, it's a few hours before our concerts, many things have to be. So now you might think, we've heard so many instructions now. Our head is feeling like a beehive. What to do?
Sada možete pomisliti, čuli smo toliko puno instrukcija. Naša glava je poput košnice. Šta da radimo?
Only Jelena has written everything down. She's in the best position. She can remember everything, but you have not written it down. How will you remember all of this?
Samo Jelena sve zapisala i ona je u najboljoj poziciji. A ako niste zapisali, kako ćete se sećati svega toga?
So, can you just give us the essence of what you said today?
So, da li biste mogli da nam date samo suštinu onoga što ste rekli?
Da. Srila Rupa Goswami says the essence of all instructions is.
I ovdje Srila Rupa Goswami kaže suština svih instrukcija je
to use one's complete time.
Upotrebiti sve svoje vrijeme.
24 hours a day.
24 sata na dan.
To chant about the names of the Lord.
Pevati gospodine vrsa i te imena
is transcendental from
njegove transcendentalnom obliku
his qualities and his eternal pastimes
o njegovim osobinama i njegovim večnim zabavama
in this way engage the tongue and the mind
i na ovaj način da angažujemo jezik i um.
Now, because this is not yet possible for us,
ali pošto ovo još nije moguće za nas,
it's even difficult for us to chant one round and think of Krishna.
Za nas je teško čak matrati jedan krug i misliti na Krishnu.
And not of the names which start with M in the yellow telephone book.
A ne, da mislimo na Krishnu, ne na imena koja počinje na M u telefonskom imeniku.
M like Maya. Majašovic or something. Therefore, we have to do something practical for Krishna.
I sada mi treba da radimo nešto praktično za Krishna.
If you do something for Krishna, you think about it. You begin to think about Krishna.
Jer ako radite nešto za Krishnu, onda počnete da mislite o Krishnu.
My tatko is the best example.
Moj tatko je najbolji primjer.
He worked for many years of his life for the German railway.
On je radio za njemačku željeznicu mnogo godina svog života.
And now he is too old.
A sada je prestar.
But he told me he dreams every night of the German railway.
Ali kaže mi da svako noć sanja njemačku željeznicu.
I said to him, tatko,
the German railway won't bring you to Goloka Vrindavan.
Ja sam mu rekao, tako, ta nemaška željeznica se neće odvesti do Goloke Vrindavan.
You have to think of Krishna.
Moraš misliti na Krishnu.
Now you're getting over it.
Sada stariš.
And death will soon knock at the door.
I smrt će ubrzo zakucati na vrata.
Please don't think of the German railway.
Molim te, nemoj da misliš na nemašku željeznicu.
I could not show my face any longer in the temples if my tatko is so much a Maya.
Ne bih mogao da se pojavim u hramu ukoliko bi moj tatko bio toliko u Maya.
To encourage him a little bit.
Sam rekao da bi ga malo ohrabrio.
So, because, see this...
Sveća se kad sam gledao jedan put taj tenis igru i onda stano mi glavi išlo
levo desno. Levo desno, levo desno, levo desno. So if you work for Krishna,
ste ga poradite za Krishna,
you will think of Krishna.
Hoćete misliti na Krishna.
Isn't that wonderful?
Da to nije divno.
And then it is easily possible for you to come to the point where you can follow the essence of all instructions, that is to always chant Krishna and to always remember Krishna.
I onda ćete lako doći do suštine svih ovih instrukcija, a to je da uvek mantrate, pevate o Krishni i da uvek mislite na Krishnu.
Just do something for Krishna.
Samo uradite nešto za Krishnu.
Don't be lazy for your spiritual life.
Nemojte biti lenji za svoj duhovni život.
And make this life a full success by going back home, back to Godhead.
I učinite ovaj vaš život potpunim uspjehom tako što ćete se vratiti nazad kući, nazad Bogu.
Thank you very much.
Hvala vam mnogo.
I wish you all the best.
Želim vam sve najbolje.
Please come this evening to Valjevo if it is possible for you.
Molim vas dođite večeras u Valjevo ukoliko je to moguće za vas.
We all feel it might become the most interesting program in our tour.
Mi svi osjećamo da ovo može da bude najinteresantniji program u našoj turneji.
We all expect something special to happen.
Svi očekujemo da se nešto specijalno desi.
And whatever happens will be the mercy of Krishna.
A šta god da se desi, to će biti Krishna milost.
Maybe that's true. So do you have any questions regarding these subject matters?
Da li imate neka pitanja u vezi ovih tema? He is interested, what does a one day of a guru look like?
Service of Krishna.
Služenje Krishna.
Mostly it's preaching.
Uglavnom je to propovedanje.
I want to tell you how a day of Srila Prabhupada looks like. That I think is most interesting for everyone.
Želim da vam kažem kako je dan Srila Prabhupada izgledao. Mislim da je to najinteresantnije za sve nas.
Srila Prabhupada would wake up quite early, around 2 o'clock.
Srila Prabhupada bi se probudio veoma rano, negde oko 2 sata.
Sometimes 1 o'clock.
Ponekad 1 sat.
Sometimes 12 o'clock in the morning.
Ponekad 12 sati noć.
And then he would immediately start translating his books.
I onda bi odmah počeo da prevodi svoje knjige.
And then he would begin to chant.
Onda bi počeo da mantra.
Then around 6 o'clock he would leave the temple wherever he was. And he would make a morning walk for about 1 hour.
I onda negde oko 6 sati bi napustio temple gde god se nalazio i otišao bi na jutarnju šetnju od neke sat vremena.
And then he would come back from the morning walk exactly to the deity greeting.
I onda bi došao, vratio se sa jutarnje šetnje tačno za darshan.
And then he would sit down and receive the Vyasa Puja wherever he was.
I onda bi seo i prihvatio bi Vyasa Puju gdje god da se nalazi.
Often Prabhupada had a plate of cookies and he would give the cookies to the maladete who were coming.
Često bi Srila Prabhupada imao neki veliki tanjer slatkiša i onda bi davao male deci.
Krishna djece.
Krishna djece.
Yeah. And then he would give the lecture.
Onda bi dao lekciju.
After the lecture he would take a light breakfast.
Onda nakon lekcije bi uzeo lagan doručak.
And then he would do his mail.
A onda bi odgovarao na poštu.
Srila Prabhupada wrote many, many thousands of letters actually to instruct his disciples all over the world.
Srila Prabhupada je napisao hiljade i hiljade pisama u kojima je upućivao, pomagao baktama širom, svojim učenicima širom svijeta.
Then he would see devotees and just help them in their Krishna conscious understanding or discuss practical things with them.
Onda bi se susreo sa baktama i pomagao im u njihovom praktičnim stvarima ili su razgovarali o tim praktičnim stvarima.
Yes. Svakodnevno. Then around 2 o'clock he would take his noon prasadam.
Onda otprilike oko 2 sata bi uzeo da je popodni prasadam, ručak.
It's amazing, Prabhupada ate sometimes very, very small quantities of prasadam.
I ponekad je što Prabhupada jeo jako, jako male količine prasadama.
He had just a very little spoon like this.
Imao je skroz malu gaščicu poput te.
And he would eat just a little bit from each.
I onda bi uzeo od svega pomalo.
Mm-hmm. And then Srila Prabhupada would take a rest.
A onda bi se Srila Prabhupada odmorio?
Sometimes 1 hour or 2 hours.
Jedan ili dva sata.
Because he slept so little in the night.
Pošto je tako malo spavao u noći.
So then after the rest Srila Prabhupada would take a shower and then usually he would see visitors.
Onda nakon odmora što Prabhupada bi se istuširao i onda bi obično vidio se sa posetiocima.
And preach to them.
I propovedao.
I remember once in Germany we brought to Prabhupada a Turkish visitor, Turkman from Turkey.
Sećam se jedno smo mi u Nemačkoj dovodili Srila Prabhupada do Turčina jednog.
And he was not philosophical at all.
Ja što nije bio filozofski nastrojen.
I don't know why these people from Turkish countries are. Maybe, I don't know. So, he was just. So, Prabhupada was so milosti. He talked with him about his children. How are your children? What are they learning? I'm very interested. You know.
Što Prabhupada razgovarao sa njim o njegovoj deci. Kako su tvoje deca? Šta uče? Veoma me zanima to.
Maybe at the end he said a little something transcendental to him.
I možda na kraju mu je rekao nešto ovako transcendentalno.
The Turkish visitor left very happy.
I taj učen je otišao veoma srećan.
Yeah. So, then in the evening he would give again the evening class.
A onda uveče bi ponovo dao, bi dao večernju lekciju.
And then after the evening class he would relax.
I onda nakon večernje lekcije bi se odmarao.
He would call devotees in his room.
Pozvao bi baktu u njegovu sobu.
And they would speak about many different things.
Razgovarao bi o mnogim različitim stvarima.
This was like a typical day in Srila Prabhupada's life.
To je bio otprilike tipičan dan u Srila Prabhupadovom životu.
Sometimes also he would give evening programs.
Ponekad bi pravio te večernje programe. Velike.
He came to a few evening programs which the German devotees organized for him.
Došao je na nekoliko tih večernjih programa koje su bakte u Nemačkoj organizovali za njega.
He liked them very much.
I on ih je jako volio.
And he said he would teach us dancing.
I rekao da će nas naučiti da plešemo.
Like Lord Chaitanya Nityananda.
Kao gospodin Chaitanya Nityananda.
And he said you will dress in different color dhotis.
I rekao je, imat ćete doti različitih boja.
Everyone will be attracted.
I svi će biti privučeni.
So we are trying this.
I my to i pokúšame.
Yes. Prabhupada was a Vaikuntha man.
Prabhupada bio Vaikuntha človek.
You cannot measure him this ordinary standard, so to say.
I nemôžete ga meriti obyčným standardima.
In some ways he was like a child, so innocent.
Na neki način je bio poput deteta, tako nevin.
Because he was not a man of the world.
Jer on nije bio čovjek ovog sveta.
Once he was sitting with his medanga and playing medanga.
Jednom je sedeo sa svojim medangom i svirao na medangi.
And then he smiled, you know, his oceanic smile.
Ja da se osmehnuo svojim okeanskim osmehom.
And he said, my father wanted me to become like this, and he pointed to the medanga.
Je rekao, moj otac je želeo da postanem kao ovakav, jedan pokazan na medangu.
Some of the relatives said I should become a lawyer and go to London.
Neki rođaci su rekli da bi trebalo da postanem advokat i da idem u London.
But my father said, no, I will not allow my son to fall in Maya.
A neki otac je rekao, ne, ja neću dozvoliti svom sinu da padne u Maju.
And he was smiling, he said, my father wanted me to become like this.
Smejao je, rekao je, moj otac je želeo da postanem ovakav.
His father was a great devotee also.
Jer njegov otac također bio veliki praktik.
He said, you know, to maintain the family of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada's father actually he was a grihasta, a cloth shop.
I Srila Prabhupada otac, da bi izdržavao porodicu, on je imao prodavnicu ovih kalina.
But he said, the real business of my father was puja.
Ali Srila Prabhupada je rekao da je pravi posao od oca bila puđa.
He was always with his deities and worshipped his deities.
On je uvek bio sa svojim božanstvima i obožavao ih.
And Prabhupada remembers his childhood. He was already in bed when he heard, when his father came home and put the deities in bed. He was a ding, 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 ding. He opened his eyes and he saw how his father was lovingly worshipping the deities.
I Srila Prabhupada se seća, kada je bio mali, on bi spavao i onda bi njegov otac došao iz prodavnice i obožavao božanstvo, stavljao ih u krevet i Srila Prabhupada bi otvorio oči i vide bi oca kako zvoni i obožava božanstvo.
And then only when the deities were in bed, Prabhupada's father would eat anything.
I tek onda, kada su božanstva bila u krevetu, onda bi Srila Prabhupada otac pojao nešto.
And he would call me.
I on bi ga pozvao.
I was running out of my bed to him.
I ja bih istrčao iz kreveta.
And he would give me kachoris to eat. And we would eat together.
I on bi mi on dao kachorije i da bismo zajedno jeli.
Mama.
Mama. The mama was always very protective of Prabhupada.
Mama je uvek veoma štitila Prabhupada.
She would eat only with the left hand.
Ona je jela samo levom rukom.
Until Prabhupada would ask her why.
Sve dotle dok je Srila Prabhupada nije pitao zašto.
And she hoped by this unusual vow which she took, this would protect Prabhupada.
I ona se nadala da će ovaj neobičan zavet koji je uzela, da jede samo levom rukom, zaštititi Srila Prabhupada.
Prabhupada was very dependent on his mother.
Srila Prabhupada je mnogo zavisio od svoje majke.
He would not even go to the toilet without asking his mother.
Ne bi čak išao ni na WC dok ne pita majku.
But if his mother would not give him something, he would make protest. He would throw himself on the floor and bang, bang, bang.
Ako mu majka ne bi dala nešto, onda bi napravio scenu, bacio bi se na pod i lupao rukama.
And Prabhupada never wanted to go to school.
I što Prabhupada nikada nije želeo da ide u školu.
Jelena thinks, this sounds good.
Jelena misli, ovo je kuće dobro.
There was one man who had to be hired, who always was bringing Prabhupada, you know, to school, you know.
I rodi su morali iznad jednog čovjeka koji je uvijek morao da odneš na kapelu što je.
He was hired only for the show.
Luckily, I was the top.
And he, until he became older.
Dok nije postao malo stariji.
You should look in this book, A Lifetime in Preparation, about the early photos of Prabhupada. He looked so attractive. Just like he looked also when he was an old age as a spiritual master of our movement.
Trebate pogledati u toj knjizi život u pripremi, biografija Šrila Prabhupada, ima slike kada je bio mali, izgleda tako lepo, isto kao kasnije kada je bio postao stariji.
Yes. Okay, I think we will end here. It is a little late and we need to prepare different things. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Sisi Gaunitai ki
jai.
Gaur Pranamandu
jai.
Izdivaj Krishna Sashyam Maharaj ki
jai.
Krishna, Krishna.